Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go, please, to James chapter 2. Now, we're talking about when honor is not due. When honor is not due. Why would somebody... I'm moving too quick. Didn't we say something about Proverbs a while ago? Well, then we need to go to Proverbs. Go to Proverbs now. Then we'll go to James. You did say you were believing with me, right? Okay, don't forget. Proverbs 26 and 1, and then maybe we'll go to James chapter 2. Proverbs 26, 1 says, as snow in summer. How many know snow in summer is out of place? Right? So they had a blizzard in August. You think, huh? No, that's not right. And rain in harvest. So honor is not seemly, or the NIV says fitting. Honor is not fitting for a fool. It's like snow in August. It doesn't fit. Verse 8. As he that binds a stone in a sling, so is he that gives honor to a fool. He said, that's the way it is. Now, when we hear sling, we think of slingshot. And whether it's the kind David slang and hit Goliath with, or it's the kind that's the Y stick pull back, principle's the same. But how many realize it's a bad idea to tie the stone to the sling? You say, hey, give me some super glue. And I'm going to glue this rock here in my, whatever you call it, you know, the, what do you call that part? Pocket. That's right. Exactly right. In the pocket of the sling. Because what's going to happen? You draw that thing way back and you turn it. Somebody's already cringing. They're going, don't do it. Why? Because you're going to wear that rock. All right? I mean, it's going, but it's coming right back in your face or somewhere. That's what it's like to give honor where it is not due. It's not going to rest on them, and it's going to come back and slap you in the face. There are times and situations you are wrong in honoring and giving honor. Why would somebody give honor when it's not due? Why would they do that? Numerous reasons. Go to James and you'll begin to see. Numerous reasons why people do it. They do it all the time. They give honor to those it is not due. Honor they should not give honor to. In James, the second chapter, first verse, James 2 and 1, it says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Verse 2. If there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man, vile raiment, verse 3, and you have respect, you have what?
Respect
to him that wears the gay, the bright, the nice clothes, and you say to him, sit here in a good place, the place of honor. And you say to the poor, you stand over there. They don't get a chair. You stand over there. Or you can sit down here by my feet at the footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves? And you've become judges of evil thoughts. Your thoughts and your motives are evil in doing this. Verse 5. Hearken, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? But you have what? You have despised the poor. Is he talking about honor and despising in this whole passage? Yes, He is. You have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Verse 7, do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which you are called? Is He correcting them for giving honor when it was not due? For giving people preferential seating and preferential treatment when they should not have been, why were they giving them this honor? And failing to honor others, why? This was over money. People who had money versus people who didn't. That's why. That's a big reason that people give honor where it is not due. So many people, Christians included, somebody come in, they find out, oh, they're a multi-millionaire. They're a billionaire. I've seen preachers, I've seen Christians just act a fool, falling over themselves, trying to treat these people with special treatment. Why? Just because they have money doesn't mean they're anything in the kingdom. Are y'all with me, friends? Are people that are of notoriety, their faces on many magazines, or they are a movie star, or a super well-known actor, or this one or that one. And so people give them the special treatment and roll out red carpet. Why? Who are they in the things of God? See, we ought to honor different things than the world does. Just because they say it's a big deal doesn't mean it should be a big deal to us. Phyllis and I have talked about this before. You know, there's opportunity sometime to be interviewed or to be on certain news programs or talk programs. And people say, oh, that's so-and-so program. That's internationally known. That's millions of people. That doesn't mean much to me. You say, well, you sure, Brother Keith? Yes. You need to understand, so many times these people are not your friend. Yeah, but all these people who see you. See you what? What are they going to see? When they take a little piece out of what you said and put it with a little piece of something else and try to make you look like a fool and they don't love Jesus, don't even believe in Him. And they don't want to advance the kingdom. Why do you want to go on there? Why do you want to be seen with it? Why do you want to put them up on a pedestal and go, ooh, it's the so-and-so show? Who are they in the kingdom of God? Are you with me, saints? Who are they? I had a minister one time telling me, he said, I'm going to have an appreciation thing and banquet and deal for my some of the biggest givers in my church. And so I asked him, I said, how would you know who they are? He said, well, we keep good records, we know. And so I said, well, how would you know who they are? He said, well, like I said, Brother Keith, we keep good records and books and we know. I said, how would you know who they are? And of course, he saw that I'm trying to say something to him. I said, you got no idea who the biggest giver in your church is. Right. Well, sure, we keep record. No, you don't. It's not according to amount. You remember the little widow woman that came in, gave those two little mites, little tiny copper coins, and Jesus interrupted the flow of the offering. He wanted everybody to know this woman outgave everybody there today. Didn't He want everybody to know? She's the biggest giver, and it sure wasn't amount-wise. These other guys were giving huge amounts, but He said she outgave everybody. Isn't this wonderful to know that because of the way the Lord has set up things and does things, nobody can outgive us? Because they have more money. Because it's not according to amount, it's according to percentage, and it's according to heart. So that's why I kept telling me, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. How would you know who's the biggest giver? You don't know. And so what we've got is people judging things after external and outward appearances, and honoring people that they ought not be honoring, and not honoring people that they should be honoring. I've had people say, well, Brother Keith, you ought to go over there and do this. I mean, there's, 25 millionaires over there. Well, that don't mean they're going to give you a dollar. And you ought not be over there bothering them about it or asking them either. And some of these guys are blasphemers. They act like they deserve special respect just because they arrived. You know, this is one of the most challenging things. I've talked with other pastors that have celebrities and stars or whoever that come to their congregation, and every one of them nearly say that these folks, five of them are more trouble than 5,000 of other folks because they think they deserve special treatment. And they don't. I said, and they don't. And just because somebody is a celebrity or an entertainer or an actor or well-known politician does not mean if they get saved, you should put them on the platform next week. Are y'all with me, saints? Why? Well, yeah, but people will know them and it'll draw people. No. They're babies. They're spiritual infants. They need to be fed. They don't have what they need to feed you, so they don't need to be trying to. And if they're unwilling to sit down and just be one in the crowd, that's a problem. Hope this is okay because this is it. This is the message for the day. This is. Don't be looking for something else. This is it. Not to say we can't be nice to people and we can't be friendly, but just because there's something in the world doesn't make them anything in the kingdom. And we respect what God respects. We want to honor what He honors. We want to treat as valuable what is valuable to Him. And a lot of this other stuff is absolutely not valuable to Him, and He despises it. To Him, it's nothing. And so that's the way it is to be to us too. I've had people, you know, try to impress us with this or with that before, and I just smile and go, okay. And I had one lady say, well, you didn't act like that impressed you too much. And I wanted to say, well, you shouldn't be telling me to impress me. But I just smiled and said, well, you know, you should just do whatever the Lord tells you. They wanted me to meet with them and try to talk them into doing these things from us. And my opinion is, hey, if the Lord told you to do it, do it. If He didn't tell you to do it, don't do it. What is there to discuss? I know that's not the, you know, grease the wheel, politics, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, that's not it. anyhow, you get the idea of just, you know, hobnobbing with people and fawning over them, thinking you'll get something out of them. That is not loving them.
Right.
That's trying to use them. And that is ungodly.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me